Tomas is asking, can you name a few root causes?
Yeah, there's some of them I just threw out, but it's so innocuous how it comes. So, Tomas, what you mustn't do, Tomas, is hold on to this and say, this is all that's out there. It's not, because Tomas, what you mustn't do is compare you to your twin brother, Tomas number two, and think that the thing that impacted his brain that was a root cause will be the same for me. You can't do a comparison, because each brain is a unique personality. And so a father shouting across the table, Tomas, take your elbows off the table and stop eating with your mouth full. And you got his cousins around the table and they hear, and he goes bright red and he's embarrassed. And 10 years, 15 years later, he remembers that event and just remember how embarrassed he was. And yet a Tomas number two twin, Tomas, doesn't even remember that event. It wasn't impactful. That's why it's really hard to make comparisons. It's how your brain received that situation. So it could be bullying at school. It could be a parent's arguing repeatedly that creates an insecure base for the foundations for the child. They ultimately go on to separate. They ultimately go on to divorce. It could be witnessing domestic violence from parents. It could be childhood sexual abuse. It could be just the not being accepted in the group because you wear glasses, you've got ginger hair. It's whatever that particular child is feeling that creates pain, difference, ostracized. If they are impactful on that child's brain, then that can become trauma. I use the analogy of, we would now laugh at the 40-something-year-old in my office who was telling me about age six, his Action Man got stolen by the boy down the road. And when he went to his house to knock to get it back, the boy's father opened the door and said, it's not yours, I bought it for my son, and slammed the door in his face. But my dad, when I went home crying, my dad didn't come and rescue it. Why is this 46-year-old telling me about something that happened 40 years ago? Because his brain remembers it, because it was trauma for him back there, even though we can laugh about it now. The point is, those are trauma events that his little brain at the time received as trauma and is still remembering it at times, even though the toxicity of it isn't the same anymore, but his brain's still carrying it. Do you get the point? To use the word trauma, one's something look for these big things that happens in Afghanistan in a war zone. No, it could be the six-year-old who's actually man was stolen. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Can you give a practical way to release trauma for someone? Let's say someone is pushed to watch porn because he or she has that kind of trauma. What does she do?
Yeah, I absolutely use EMDR. EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, reprocessing. We all wish she hadn't given it this long name. Francine Shapiro in the USA. But this thing, instead of CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, where you talk and you talk and you share and you talk, which of course is triggering the trauma by talking and talking about it. What EMDR does is, it's not about the therapist really talking and doing it. It's your brain is capable of healing you. For YouTube, the internet has got lots of video clips about EMDR, where you can actually watch some of the videos to see what's being done. But it's all about eye movement. So if I take my glasses off, in deep REM sleep, when we are sleeping, our eyes is actually doing this. And whilst our eyes are moving from left to right, that's actually in deep REM sleep how the brain is processing stuff and putting it in the right place in our lives. But for some reason, certain things don't get processed and pocketed in the right place, but remain live into our future and keeps being activated. A road traffic accident, a rear shunt, a skidding, smelling all the smoke and the noise of the skidding, and then 10 years later, driving own car because there was a child in the back of the car at the time, and then approaching a traffic light and you hear skidding behind, and instantly the brain is going to go into protection mode because you're triggered. And it says 10 years on, that trauma is not resolved. It's just the brain has put it in a good enough place to help you get on with life. But you need to deal with the trauma. And this thing called the EMDR is so very good at dealing with issues. But don't just think trauma, think anxiety, think fear of flying, driving across a bridge, anxiety, stress. It covers all of those different things, not just trauma at all. But somehow, by getting people's eyes moving from left to right or tapping, we call this the butterfly hug, in that ignites the left brain, the right brain, left brain. And this weirdest thing, which is somehow the toxicity of the issue starts to shift, starts to change. I can say a lot more, but I'm trying to keep it very simple. What did you do, Gary? I didn't do anything. I just set up the parameters for your brain to heal you, and your brain is capable of healing you because it's doing that all the time in sleep. We just don't know why some things just don't get properly healed and processed. It needs a helping hand, and the EMDR actually really does do that.